Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
I am not a DJ. I am a podcaster.
Just like that.
Whoa, what's up, what is happening, what is going on with y'all? Check this out. If this is your first time, welcome to Cyber Shots Podcast. I am your host, Cyber. That's right. Hey, stick around. We got a good show for you, and welcome. Here on Cyber Shot Podcast, we like to take shots and roll and keep it going. That's right. So I would like to take this time to take a quick intermission to let you get your shot glasses and your blunts ready. Yo, fire up the blunt. Excuse me, is this your first time? Excuse me, I hope you're feeling fine. So please, just kick on back. So please, take another shot of yak. So please, just simply relax. And I am about to start the show. This is your host, Cyber. So let's go. Yo. All right, here we go. Yo, check it out. 24 hours in a day. Yo, check this out. Now, this is from me. Let me get my disclaimer right quick. I am someone who has made 52 Universal returns, 52 trips around the sun. I am simply spilling my life experiences on this journey. Yeah, that's it. Check this out. Yo, as a young Cyber Shots, before the goddess and that, that was a totally different person. But anyway, before I realized that just walking out in your flesh and not being focused, right? Just walking out in your flesh, not using your spiritual and your mental, not getting your mental and your spiritual and your third eye open during your grand rising, during the course of your day, the first 20 minutes of your day will affect your whole day. You know what I mean? Yo, check this out. Now, I'm saying that to say this. Listen, I'm going to give you a prime example, as I always do. Before I really got strong in my meditation and focused on what I was doing during the course of a grand rising, before I was thankful for another opportunity to be in the universe, this is what I used to do. Okay, check it out. This was a long, long, long time ago. Many, many moons. Oh, no. I'm going to show you how The first 20 minutes of your day can affect your whole family and you as well. This is how I used to start my day. Yo, check it out. I used to wake up, slap the goddess on her ass. You know what I'm saying? Slap her on the ass and be like, you know what I'm saying? I'll slap her on the ass and be like, and I am up out of this bitch. Right. But what I did not realize was she was in her REM sleep, rabbit eye movement, and she was rejuvenating her cells. Now, me being the first one up, doing dumb shit, okay, I have already disturbed her, right? I have already disturbed her. Now, I get dressed. I'm about to go to work. Now, lo and behold, this is something that happened, right? My oldest daughter had her big wheel parked outside the boudoir. You know what I mean? She had it parked outside the boudoir. The bedroom, you hear me? She had it parked outside there, sideways. You know what I'm saying? It was turned, like, I can't stand y'all motherfuckers, type of shit. So anyway, as I proceed to go to work to make some other motherfucker wealthy and see his vision and his dreams, fuck that shit. But anyway, so I'm going out, right? I'm going out, and I see the big wheel. You know what I mean? No, I don't see the big wheel. The fuck I'm talking about. Now, mind you, I had just slapped the goddess on her booty and disturbed her out of her REM sleep and rejuvenating her cells. Now, at this in particular point, I walk out of the door. So I'm walking out the door, right? And I do not see the big wheel. You know what I mean? I don't see the shit. And I stump my toe on the pedal. Now, you might be saying, what's the big deal? It's a big wheel. But I stumped my toe on the pedal. That's the hardest part of a big wheel. Fuck you talking about. So anyway, after I stumped my toe on the big wheel, I start falling in slow motion. What the fuck is that, man? Oh, shit. Gah. Dusk hitting the ground. The first thing I do is yell, Crystal. Crystal. My oldest daughter's first names. Names are very important. Now, mind you, I have already woken up the goddess, slapping her on the booty, messing up her REM sleep and rejuvenating her cells. Now, I have also woke up my daughter, who was probably in her REM sleep and rejuvenating her cells. So I'm like, hey, get this big wheel. Take it outside. Now, mind you, it's early in the morning. You know, I go to work early as fuck. I think 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, some shit. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm like, take it outside. Now, mind you, I said, take it outside. So now my daughter comes out of the room like, what up? Sucking her thumb. What up? I'm like, did you just what up me? What up? Fuck you won't type of shit. Badass. So anyway, she jumped on the big wheel. She, it's early in the morning, man. You know what I'm saying? It's between two and three. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, my daughter is riding her fucking big wheel outside at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't have my shoes on. You know, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe I don't wear shoes in my house. Maybe you do. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm looking for my work boots. I'm like, ah, shit, man. I got to go get her. She's fucking hauling ass on the big wheel. I already woke the goddess up. You know what I mean? She's pissed off at me because I slapped her on the booty like I always do. Hey. But anyway, you like that, right? But anyway, no, she didn't. But anyway, my daughter's on the big wheel. I'm like, damn, how fast does that fucking thing go? So I'm chasing my daughter. I'm late for work. I finally get her back in the house. I said, take it outside and I ride it. She's like, whatever. Yeah. Shout out to my daughter. What up, Crystal? Yeah. And I know you listen to me. Quit fronting. But anyway. Hi. But anyway, I finally get Crystal back in the house, right? Take that damn big wheel. I was so mad at that motherfucking big wheel. I just tossed that shit. Now, mind you, this is the first 20 minutes of my day. I have already, you know, disturbed. There's a disturbance in the force. Just, you know, all out of order, all out of sync. I'm just bringing a bunch of negativity into my household. You know what I'm saying? Now, after I throw the big wheel, here's the goddess. If I got your beeper. She hit me with the beeper in the temple. I'm like, oh, shit, man. Oh, shit. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. She threw me the beeper and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is a long, long time ago. Before cell phones and the internet. You know what I'm saying? Before cell phones and the internet. Whoa. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm like, okay, cool. I need that shit. Now, mind you, I have disturbed the whole fucking household. You know what I mean? I woke everyone up out of their REM sleep. You see what I'm saying? I woke everyone out of their rejuvenating of their cells. Now, I'm on my way to work. You know what I mean? So the beeper's like, grr, grr, grr. I'm like, oh, shit. Allegedly, maybe putting in some work.
Just like that.
Oh my. So at this in particular time, right? I got the hiccups. Yo, let's keep it 100. Let's keep it above. I got the hiccups. Anyway. Yo, name me one podcaster that does the show with the hiccups. Oh, shit. What up, though? But check it out. Check this out. I said cell phones, right? Yeah, I said cell phones. Because there were no smartphones, man.
Just like that.
Yeah. So anyway, check this out. I get the beeper, right? The beeper is beeping and shit, right? So I'm like, oh shit, man. Now, mind you, at this in particular job that I had, we used to drag race every Monday, right? At least it was like four or five of us, but there was always three. It was only three at a time because the way the road was set up, it was only three cars that could go down the road, right? Oh, shit. So anyway, yeah, the hiccups and all, man. What's up? What's up? Name me one podcast who got the hiccups. So anyway, oh, shit. So anyway, I'm sitting there, right? I'm like, yo, this drag race shit. This drag race shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. We used to put up $100 every Monday, man. So I'm thinking it's either my boy Lazarus or my boy Roderick. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, man, what's up? So I pull up. Oh, shit. I pull over, skirt, you know, to the payphone before there were smartphones, before there were cell phones. We had the pager. Now, you would think that I would know the number, right? No. By me not being focused and just moving, I call my own house. You know what I'm saying? I call my own house and shit. And she's like, what the fuck wrong with you? Blasey, blah, whoopie, whoop, 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 blasey, blasey, whoop, 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 whoop. Now, for once again, those of you who do not know what blasey, blah, whoopie, whoop means, it means, et cetera, et cetera. Man, I got the hiccups and shit. Hold on. I wonder if does that cure the hiccups? So anyway, you know what I mean? So anyway, she going smooth the fuck off on me. You know what I mean? I mean, she going smooth the fuck off on me. And, you know, only thing I can do is say,
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm like, you know what? Okay, check this out. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I gotta go to work.
Just like that.
And she's like, whatever. Now, mind you, back in the day, a fucking pager, the majority of my audience, well, the majority of my audience, according to my analytics, is 45 and up. But if you're under 45 and you listen to me, that's what's up. So anyway, yo, check it out, man.
Just like that.
Oh. No, not like that. The fuck are you talking about? But anyway, so I get to work, right? And, you know, she bitching me out. Now, mind you, this is all behind me not being focused. You know what I mean? Not being focused at all. Just waking up and walking in my flesh. And I realized, now I realize that at a young age, I did that shit a lot. I was not focused on my family and just getting out here, walking in the flesh and being distracted. There's a lot of distractions out here. I'm not even going to get into that shit. You know what I mean? So here's my challenge to you. I don't know if you meditate or not. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if you do some research on meditation, like I said, I am not a teacher. I have no doctrine in anything. The only thing I have is 52 universal returns and 52 trips around the sun. It's just what's much better than a fucking doctrine. Yeah. So anyway, it's not over. It's not over. So I got this real negative ass attitude, right? Due to the simple fact, I'm just waking up in my flesh doing dumb shit. Now, I get to the spot after I make the phone call thinking I got some alleged work. Allegedly, I got some work and shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Young melanated male, young cyber shots in his 20s. What are you talking about? Yeah, that shit is sponged anyway. Anyway. Is it sponged off my record, boo? The fuck you talking about? So anyway, you know, I proceed to go to work. And there's always this one store that we used to stop at early in the morning where people used to get coffee and biscuits. That's right. This place is no longer in existence. Now, for those of you from North Carolina, it's called the Biscuit Kitchen. In the carnivore days. Man, listen. The only thing they served there was steak and chicken. Now, not your ordinary steak, not your ordinary chicken. I know if you're vegan, you know, whatever. Anyway, this is a long time ago. So anyway, all they had there was steak and chicken. The biggest fucking biscuits that you ever seen in your life. And a steak biscuit so damn big, you had to cut that bitch in half and eat the other half for lunch. Real shit. Same thing with the chicken. Yeah. But anyway, so we get there, right? Now, naturally, you know, it's early in the morning and shit. About to do the drag race and shit. Everybody put up a bill. My boy Roger. Boom. What up, though? My other homeboy, Ladris. What up, though? Me? I forgot my wallet. So, yeah. We used to drag race every Monday. We used to drag race, right? So now, if you come front on Monday, that means you have to forfeit your spot and automatically give up the $100 bill, which is some bullshit. So behind me, not being focused, no meditation, I end up stumping my toe, waking up the goddess, waking up The goddess Junior. The goddess Junior. Waking up my daughter, disturbing my whole household, getting hit in the head with a fucking beeper. You know what I mean? Chasing my daughter on a fucking big wheel at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, just to go to work to make some other motherfucker wealthy, man. Man, listen, that was trial and error shortcuts. Hey, yo, make sure that you go check out the other episode before this. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to jump into the fire phone call. That's right. The fire phone call. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, Cybershots? This is Blue from the Blue Plushie Podcast. And I just wanted to chime in on your Christmas 2020 episode because you were mentioning no days off. And I totally get that. What you do as far as podcasting, I mean, that's your passion, your creator. That's something you love to do. And someone else might see it as, well, that's a day off. Whereas you might hear it as, or see it as, hey, take a day off from being happy. Not saying that other things won't make you happy or don't make you smile or things like that, but that's one of the things that you're very passionate about. So keep on keeping on, and until next time, take care of yourself and game on. What's up, Cybershots? This is Blue from the Blue Plushie Podcast. I definitely appreciate the open invitation to promote my own episodes through your show. And on that note, I'd like for you to check out this one particular podcast episode titled My Response to Ugly Guys Need to Work Harder. And that's based on a response that a young woman made about nice guys not finishing last because they're nice, but in fact, it's because they're ugly. And let me know what your take is on it. And until next time, take care of yourself and game on.
Yo, Blue, appreciate that. That's what I'm talking about, man. Call in and promote yourself. So the young lady said it's because you're ugly. Wow, that's crazy, man. Because you're ugly, ugly guy. Hey, I know some ugly motherfuckers that got some Playboy bunny pussy. Excuse my French. But anyway, she's young. She's a chick. She's not a hen. Appreciate you calling in. Yo, check this out. Make sure y'all go check out Blue. What it do? Appreciate you. And hey, man, it's your main man, Cybershots. You know what I mean? So please, make sure you come back again. So please, don't ever take the L, take the win. That's right. Cybershot Podcast. Hey, man, what's up? I appreciate each and every one of y'all. You know what I mean? Hey. And I. Uh-oh. And I. As I always say at this time. And I am up out of this bitch, and I am about of this bitch. And we go, baby.